Welcome back, my friends. Chef and a Fat Man live from the 18th annual Mexico Beach Gumbo Cook-Off and, by the side, Brunswick Stew. But the big star is the gumbo. And I got to tell you, we are so fortunate. We have a young lady with us, and she is a young lady, and she is with us. She really is the energy behind the Convention and Visitors Bureau here in Mexico Beach. We met 5 years ago when you were 1 year into actually being the chairman and working everything with the gumbo cook-off. But we've been together for a long time now and seen this thing grow.
You're one of my longest relationships.
Well, her husband's listening and my wife's listening. We no pictures. But, Kimberly, this is really, in fact, when I talked to the new chairman, she said, oh, no. You want to talk to Kimberly about the history and the growth because she's been the backbone behind it. Congratulations. Did you ever, 6 years ago, did you ever think you're looking at 2,500 to 3,000 people?
Right. 6 years ago, if you would have told me what I was getting into, I might not have done it. But it's a great event for Mexico Beach. It brings a lot of people into our area during the slow season, and all the proceeds go for such an amazing cause.
And that is, of course, the fireworks display on the 4th of July. Now, I'm from the Chicago area. We had amazing 4th of Julys. And I remember you told me the first time I announced that we bought a little place here, you said, oh, you got to come to our 4th of July. And I'm thinking, you know, Chicago, wow, the 4th of July here, the fireworks are amazing.
They are. And what better place to watch fireworks than on the beach? I mean, they're awesome. And that's all because of, in part, to the gumbo cook-off. So, yes.
And to give you an idea, we park ourselves out there, but you've got fireworks down the beach towards Appalach. You got fireworks going off at the same time. You got the fireworks here. And then over towards Panama City. So you get to see
a lot
of fireworks.
Yes, you do. It's one of the best. You can sit in one spot and potentially watch five shows. It's so amazing.
Last year I cheated. I brought this beautiful sound box that I had. And in Chicago, when they do the 4th of July fireworks, the big fireworks towards the end of the show, the Chicago Symphony plays live the 1812 Overture from the park. So I tapped into it and got the live feed. So those sitting around us were hearing the cannons go off and stuff as the fireworks for the 1812. It was amazing.
Awesome.
We had
awesome.
So much fun. But let's talk a little bit about Mexico Beach.
All right.
This is the crown jewel. To me, it's the crown jewel of the Emerald Coast.
We like to think ourselves as that, and then just we're the laid-back beach town that, you know, people grew up remembering on the back of their parents', you know, station wagon. It's the beach they came to, and we have managed to keep that part of our history and what we are today.
Well, a little secret. Now, we don't want too many people coming down here because we don't want to turn this into PC or
no.
PCB, but there has been things that the city government has done to ensure that this city keeps its individual uniqueness. And how many people literally are in Mexico Beach as far as citizens?
Citizens, I would say the population is a little under 1,200 people.
And yet, when you come through here, you go, man, this is really nice.
It is. It's a great place to live. It's an awesome place to work in it. It's an even more fantastic place to come vacation.
And there are plenty of accommodations.
Yes.
We're really between two of the icons, the El Governor, which is... Boy, there's Eric. He owns the fish house. What are you doing, man? He always has the greatest hats.
He's got to shake it up every once in a while.
Well, no one shakes it up like you do, and you own the fish house, which is an iconic restaurant here in Mexico Beach. We've eaten there so many times, we ought to call you Dad.
Dad works.
As compared to everything else everybody else calls you.
Oh, there's all kinds of names.
Well, listen, maybe a little later you'll come down and share some of the secrets of the fish house with us.
Just come see me.
Okay, sounds good. Back to Kimberly, beauty over the beast. But anyway, so you're in charge of basically getting people to come down. Let me block the sun for you.
You're
there
fine.
You go.
But we're Florida. We're supposed to have sunshine.
But this town has blossomed and the city become much more golf cart friendly.
Yes.
That's really been a big deal.
It is. It's a big deal. Our residents love it. Our citizens love it. Now, of course, the main part of Mexico Beach is Highway 98, and that is not golf cart friendly, but every other little nook and cranny is.
And I've even noticed when we first started with the golf carts, you couldn't even get near the sidewalks, but sometimes you can get, there are a lot more they make it a lot easier for people to get around than they used to at the beginning. Yes. And the city police and the city citizens have really worked together to make it much more.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mexico, it's just such a friendly town. I mean, everybody gets along with everybody. Everybody wants to work with everybody just to make it the best that it can be for everybody.
Now, to give people a little idea about Mexico Beach, because, yes, it's about the 18th annual gumbo cook-off, and we're just a few minutes away from judging. But the thing that's neat is literally they cannot build any more properties on the beach.
The land that is zoned for commercial or residential building, you can build the land, but there's a height restriction that keeps you from going so high. So no high rises here in Mexico Beach.
Also, there are no chain restaurants, nothing here.
Nope. I mean, if you want to count Subway, but it's in a gas station.
Yeah, I mean, so you come down here and the restaurants are all mom-and-pop restaurants.
Yes, they're all locally owned, family-owned.
And they're great food.
Yes.
You can get excellent seafood like the Fish House. If you want some great bar food, great wings, burgers, if seafood isn't your thing, you can go down to Mango Marley's.
Mm-hmm.
Toucans, you can get the foofy drinks and sit on the beach and get a variety of seafood and bar food. So just about anybody stays. When you come to Mexico Beach, you can stay for a while and never past Tyndall Air Force Base, never go to Appalachia.
Right, you don't have to. Everything here is that you could possibly want is here. I mean, Mexico Beach has got it all.
And the little store they have here, I call it the Shore Store, Gulf Foods.
Oh, yes.
I mean, they are as stocked for a small store
as
a lot of big. You can get all kinds of stuff you would never expect to find in a big grocery store. You can find here. They've got good meats. They've got everything. So literally, you can come, and they have beautiful condos on the beach. Just off the beach, inside, many opportunities, very economical to come down here and spend a week. You could spend a week down here for $1,200 and be on the beach.
Exactly. I mean, it's affordable, and it's laid back, it's quiet, it's peaceful, and it's safe, and it's that comfort of home, but you're just on the beach.
But remember, we don't want you to come and stay.
No.
Okay, we like the $1,200. Yeah, we like the $1,200. In fact, when I told Kimberly we were getting a place down here, she goes, "We're not going to live down here every day, are you?" No. She goes, "Okay, you can come."
Yes.
But another nice thing about Mexico Beach, I think, not only is the police department very good people, I mean, they are very friendly. You don't feel like, you know, little small-town police departments get a bad rap.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen more non-tickets given
by
the police helping out. I've seen them back way off on the golf carts now. They have done everything they can do to make it appealing to the tourist, but yet protect the citizens of this community.
Yes. They're an amazing group. It's amazing law office and law enforcement. They really want the best for Mexico Beach. They want to keep it safe. They want to do their job, but they want to work with residents and citizens and visitors to make sure that it stays that way.
Well, one of the things over the last few years, because I've really adopted Mexico Beach as my second home. Don't worry, not my first home.
Most people have.
But I noticed a couple of years ago, people started getting here early, setting up their pop-ups on the beach and leaving them there all night and all week.
Mm-hmm.
And I mentioned something to a couple of city council members, and they said, "Well, we're working on that because we want it to be, when you come out in the morning, you see that beautiful, pristine beach."
Right, yes.
And so what they're doing is they're adapting. There are no dogs on the beach,
mm-mm,
and they're strict about that. I've actually chased people off the beach
because
you can go down to Beacon Hill, which is on the east end.
Right, mm-hmm.
But you look at the beach at Beacon Hill compared to the beach in Mexico Beach, it ain't even close, and yet they bump up to each other.
Right, yes. I mean, the city council has done an amazing job with, you know, enforcing some things to keep the pristineness of Mexico Beach. They have a Keep It Neat campaign that they're working with to encourage people to, you know, if you do bring your stuff and you do want to leave it, they still allow you to leave it, but pack it up nice, pack it up neat. Pack it up to where other people can still enjoy the beach around where you have settled for the day.
Well, and I love what Panama City Beach has done.
Mm-hmm,
baby,
yes.
If you've got your stuff after sundown, they come down and collect it,
they
and then
do.
They sell it.
They do.
But every morning when you get up, like, you all have something I've never seen before. I don't know if it's unique to you, but I call it the Samboni. That you actually have a machine, a big machine that drives down the beach and during the season and cleans up all the seagrass and everything.
Yeah, so beach rake, yeah. It's, I mean, that machine is one of the most appreciated and needed machines. When that seagrass comes in heavy and when there's just debris that washes up, the tines just rake it and it fluffs the sand up so nice, so pretty. And it's awesome to walk out and realize how beautiful the beach really is.
Well, you couldn't have. As your outgoing chairmanship, you decided to call the weather today.
I did.
And, I mean, if Chamber of Commerce were to, or the Convention Bureau was to etch the perfect day, 70-plus degrees, bright sunshine, azure blue skies, multicolored water, powder white sugar sand that's clean, and the 18th annual gumbo cook-off.
Yes.
Kimberly, congratulations to you, to the wonderful job, the Convention and Visitors Bureau. If people want to find out more about Mexico Beach, how do they do it?
Oh, easy, mexicobeach.com.
And you are very good at responding, very quick.
I mean, we want people to come and enjoy what we have.
Just don't stay.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying.
Not
okay.
Long term.
There we go. Oh, it's okay if you come down for weeks at a time, but don't stay long term.
Yes.
Kimberly Shoaf, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much for what you've done over the last 6 years as a chairman. We will miss you, but you're always here.
I'm always here.
There you go.
Thank
Kimberly Shoaf. More food, more fun, more celebration of the good life. Chef of the Fat Man live from the 18th annual Gumbo Cook-Off, where we are going to try to suck up as much as we can to the judges and pay them off.